WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Meteorologists use a variety of values that attempt to quantify atmospheric conditions. There are a number of values that help in providing an estimate of the stability or instability of the atmosphere. One of those values that has been around for some time is the lifted index. Considered a fairly common measure of atmospheric instability, the lifted index can be calculated by computing the temperature that air near the ground would have if it were lifted to a higher level, typically around 18,000 feet or about the 500 millibar level, and comparing that temperature to the actual temperature at that level. Positive values indicate atmospheric stability, while negative values are indicative of instability. The more negative the value is, the more unstable the air is, and the stronger the updrafts are likely to be with developing thunderstorms. In general, positive values are indicative of stability. Values from about 0 to minus 4 are considered marginally unstable. Minus 4 to minus 7 values indicate large instability, and anything minus 8 or less are considered extremely unstable. But just like most indices used to diagnose the atmosphere, there are no magic numbers or threshold lifted index values below which severe weather becomes imminent. Any index you find in meteorology will have its limitations, and this is true for the lifted index values. The LI only arrives at instability in one level of the atmosphere. This is where CAPE values become a better indicator of instability, since they look at the troposphere as a whole. And the lifted index should only be used in the warm season for assessing convective potential. Lifted index values are just about worthless when trying to use them for forecasting winter precipitation. If you have a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.